On Wednesdays, our business report focuses on the workplace, your workplace. This morning, NPR's Ketzel Levine continues her series, Take Two, People Reinventing Themselves Through Their Work. We hear from one man whose circumstances demanded change.
Joseph Nga works part-time at the Library of Congress, finding, packing, and delivering books.
I put them right here in the conveyor belt. Okay, E13. And there we go. It's gone.
The book is making its way to a reading room a block away to perhaps satisfy a curiosity or nourish a mind. Books, after all, are the stuff careers are made of, particularly Joseph Nga's.
I see myself as a future director in one of the research libraries in America.
But Joseph Nga is not pursuing a dream. In fact, he's abandoning one. Before leaving his native Cameroon, he was a forest ranger, his passion ethnobiology, a field that combines culture, conservation, and the environment. He arrived here in 1997 to study biology and to launch his career on the world stage. The auditions were grueling.
I even remember applying for jobs where I thought this was just the job for me. Every single thing they wanted, a candidate who had worked in the developing world, they wanted a candidate that was bilingual, especially French, and who has a degree in biology. I was just the perfect match.
So is someone else already in-house. The job went to an insider. Joseph Nga decided to add more muscle to his resume and in his late 30s went back to school.
I finished even the second degree, thinking that now that I have a second master's degree, I will sell like a hotcake.
The second degree was in international development studies. He was positioning himself to affect policy and with it global change. To pay for school, he landed a better than average part-time job at the Library of Congress. Sitting outside the monolithic John Adams building, the temperature dropping, the sky gray, Joseph Nga took great delight in telling his story of turning lemons into lemonade. Unable to find a job in his field, he is changing fields to adapt to the job he has. He is now in the first semester of his third master's degree, this one in library science. So as you look at the next 2 years of school, getting a degree in a field that is new to you, are you optimistic?
It's a little different this time. Once bitten, twice shy. I have surveyed the horizon. I have reviewed statistics in librarianship. I am joining at the right time and I will be on the cutting edge.
He says he has no regrets about the years spent pursuing his passion, though he does seem wistful about the loss of so much time. Nevertheless, says Joseph Nga, every day has its own momentum, and where better is possible, good is not enough. Ketzel Levine, NPR News.
You can find other stories in Ketzel's series on people reinventing themselves through work at npr.org.